As many people know, addictions have risen through the roof since COVID began. They were always a problem, but never at the rate that we are right now. I mean, we have alcoholism being claimed by several doctors as the largest problem in America today. We have porn addiction that's gone through the roof. We don't even know what we're doing in that arena. And once someone is addicted to porn, it hijacks the brain. It can take quite a while and a lot of good therapy in order to erase that and to get you back to normal. So there's all kinds of challenges that are going on right now. And the whole purpose of these podcasts is to give you an idea of how to deal with these different challenges. And now today I'm going to talk about addiction. Alcohol, porn, social media addiction, television addiction, news addiction, food addiction, nicotine, pot, you name it, it's all over the place. But I'm going to give you a formula, and it's actually a Buddhist formula of how to deal with addictions from a mental perspective. And it's extremely powerful. The first time I teach my clients this, they think that I'm crazy. And then when I tell them this comes from 3,000-year-old tradition in Buddhism, then they start to open their mind and they say, well, God, if it's been around for 3,000 years, there must be some validity to it, right? So this is what we do when we're facing that craving of an addiction. Before we act out on it, and this is going to be a step-by-step process, and follow through with me. At first, your mind is going to close, and you're going to say, oh, this can't help. And then when you hear at the end how it's helped so many people, I think your mind will be blown wide open. So what we do is we just really lovingly call the addiction up, almost like holding it right below our chest, like a mother holds a crying baby. And we have that craving for the nicotine. We have that craving for the food. We have that craving for the alcohol. We have that craving, right? And we're holding that crying baby as if it is the craving. And how does a mother talk to a crying baby? It surely doesn't scream and yell and go, what the hell are you doing here? Why are you back, right? It says, oh. And this is what Thich Nhat Hanh, one of the greatest Buddhist teachers ever, taught me through my teacher, Sensei Andy, who directly trained underneath Thich Nhat Hanh. But what Thich Nhat Hanh would say is, ah, addiction, you're back. Let's talk for a moment. What's going on? What are you running from? We all know that addictions are used to escape reality. We all know that we use addictions to not deal with things. So what is it, my dear, that you want to run away from? What is it that you're afraid to face? So in other words, Thich Nhat Hanh is saying you talk to that addiction as if it's a baby, a crying baby, and you use a calm voice, and you ask it questions. Now, a baby can't respond the way that you can, but all of a sudden in your mind, you're going to go, I'm bored, or I'm angry at my partner, and I feel like having a drink, or I got screwed at work, and I feel like having a drink, or I had a really long week, and I feel like having a drink. So all these thoughts come up, and you go, ah, I understand. I understand why you want to have a drink. We're really bored today. Let's put the baby back down to rest. And this is what Thich Nhat Hanh taught. Let's put the baby back down to rest. And now let's reward the brain for not acting out on the addiction and for dealing with the discomfort of the craving. And how do we reward the brain? Through 10 deep belly breaths. Very calmly. On the word in or on the inhale, we just simply say the word in. On the exhale, we say the word out, and that calms the brain. Remember, the cravings from addiction get the brain spiraling out of control. I need this. I want this. I have to have this. I can't live without this. Whether it's a sale at Saks Fifth Avenue and your addiction is a spending addiction, or it's alcohol, it doesn't matter. So the end exercise is crucial. 10 deep belly breaths. Calms the brain. You can do this for anything, but I wanted to focus on addiction because it's so out of control in our world today. Listen, if you need help with how to calm your brain, if you have ADD, ADHD, and it's going crazy and you need help, we teach tools for that. In the world of addiction, this is one of the many tools we teach. Don't try to do this stuff alone. Don't try to beat your addictions alone. I tried and I did not succeed until I reached out for help. So use this tool. Go to talkdavid.com. There's 5 free books there and you can work with me. We do a free 20-minute phone session with everyone. I can explain more of the processes. You can explain what you're going through. We can work together from anywhere in the world. Because of inflation, we have specials going on right now with our rates at talkdavid.com as well. So join me. This is something that I've learned over the past 30 years, all these different Buddhist teaching techniques that are highly relevant to what we're going through today. And this one is a powerful one. If you use it on a regular basis, you will find that you start to get in control of your cravings. And eventually, with the help of a professional, they can be permanently taken away. I'm David Essel. I'll see you at talkdavid.com. Have a beautiful day.